The Kalbar Sunflower Festival, Marty, happening the 19th till the 21st of April. That same weekend, the Gold Coast Film Festival is on, and there's a documentary called Growing Happiness, which features the Sunflower Festival, Marty. Here's the trailer.
This is the true story of the dying town. A standoff close to home. The war in a foreign land. And a battle of a different kind. As the flowers bloom, this will all make sense in the end. Growing Happiness.
Yeah, Jenna, Russ Jenner, beautiful people, Marnie, great friends of ours, and we're heading out there again for the Sunflower Festival. But the man behind this documentary, Growing Happiness, is Neil McGregor, and he joins us now. Good morning, Neil. How are you going?
Doing very well. Thank you for having me on the program this morning.
Our pleasure. Now, the launch of this is just going to be fantastic for you, the Gold Coast Film Festival. It's all about the Kalbar Sunflower Festival. You're out there doing this, what was last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was last year.
Yeah, that we were there. And tell us about this documentary and what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. It's about two farmers that pivoted from lucerne farming, Jenny and Russ, who you know very well. And they are from Kalbar in the amazing scenic rim region. They decided to stage a daring plan to save their town, which was suffering from a drought. They put on a Sunflower Festival, and it grew into a worldwide phenomenon. They sold 15,000 tickets, and it became this thing that's bigger than Ben-Hur. Now it's this place, it's hard to get a ticket.
I know.
This film covers that story from the very origins of Russell, who brought some flowers on a shopping trip for Jenny, and that's where the idea started. And Jenny thought, geez, these don't need too much water. What if we grew these and, you know, gave people opportunity to come see them? And that's what I found was a really amazing stepping off point and a fantastic story to document. So we followed Jenny and Russ over the course of 66 days the flowers took to from seed to flower, and the festival itself, and that's the story that is Growing Happiness.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is. It's we were there at the first one, Campo.
Yeah.
And to see what it is now, and you're exactly right, like it just took off.
Sells out.
Yeah. And, you know, people from everywhere go, they've heard about it, they want to see it, they want to see what it's all about. And it has gone from strength to strength, to the maze that we've been in, Campo, to, you know, helicopter rides over this sea of yellow, which is just such an exquisite thing to do. And, you know, one of those lifetime experiences. They've created all of that. And you're right, it was from that idea. Russell bought the flowers and Jenny said, let's do this. And who would have thought it would have taken off to this great stance? But all kudos to them. It is fantastic and such a wonderful thing. And you're right, like it really put Kalbar on the map. One of my favorite places, as you know, Campo. I love Kalbar. So, mate, congratulations to you too, because obviously this is, you know, awesome showcasing job. At a awesome festival job. So that's pretty exciting. How are you feeling, and what's the process with this all happening?
Great to be with the other two supporting cast of the actual...
that's you and I. We feature.
I know, and thank you for that. Well, I mean, yes, as I said, we have been a part of this since its inception and very honoured to be, because it is such a wonderful thing. So, you know, thank you for including us in that as well. I'm very honoured.
It's amazing. And just, I guess, for people of context, there's a lot of challenges that Jenny and Russ, you know, come up against. Floods and rain. The flower of Ukraine is their national symbol, and there's an important little part to that which makes it a really special moment. And the two of you kind of pop up a couple of times throughout the film, which is a really, really exciting thing to keep the story flowing very, very nicely. And yeah, it's thrilled to have the two of you as part of that. The film is going to be screening at the Gold Coast Film Festival. We have a big red carpet gala screening on Sunday, April 21st. So tickets are on sale now for that one. And I think they have another show on Sunday, the following weekend, for the Gold Coast Film Festival.
Well, I put it up on our River 949 Facebook page. Yeah. So if anyone wants tickets to go and check this out, it's just amazing. And it's all about our backyard, Marnie.
It's
in our region. It's fantastic.
And it's what we love and it's what we do. So, yeah, thank you again for including us in your very special documentary and the story of Jenny and Russ, which, as we've said, is extraordinary. Yeah. And it is one to be seen. So people actually understand where the idea came from and how it came to be the beautiful festival it is today.
Yeah, and it's a really remarkable story of, you know, two Aussie underdogs that just went above and beyond and did something remarkable. And it really has something for everyone. So I really would encourage, if it's something you would like to see, and if you've been to the Sunflower Festival, it's worth seeing the film and see how it all happened.
Neil McGregor, thank you so
much. Thank you, and congratulations again.
All right, it's Marnie Kemper. We'll see you on the red carpet.
Yeah, awesome.